My name is Shania. I am 12 years old.
My name is Deontay. I am 13 years old.
My name is Lydell. I am 14 years old.
We interview
Garth Taylor.
November 18, 2014.
I had a childhood that was split. First half of my childhood, I grew up in New York City, of course, Harlem. I lived a good life. I lived in a nice apartment building with a doorman. Had really good childhood experiences. My mother provided me with a lot of cultural experiences. I visited relatives all the time during the summer, and I thought that I had the best childhood possible. Then my mother died, and I moved to Pittsburgh. It just wasn't the same. But I got through it, and my other half of my childhood was okay. I graduated from Waynesburg College, Presbyterian Liberal Arts School in Waynesburg, PA. My grandmother raised me after my mother died, so she had a sixth grade education, and all she cared about is me getting up in the morning and being out of the house and going to school. I was a terrible student, and I didn't have much of a focus until the last 2 years of school. I realized that I was getting older. The guys that I had followed to the school were graduating and they were working, and I had to figure things out. So in 2 years, I probably did 4 years worth of work to graduate and took a lot of risks. I was arrested as an adult because of some of the bad decisions that I was making at the time. I had a by any means necessary mindset. I graduated from school. What I was doing helped pay for that because of me messing up financial aid by, you know, having all of the academic troubles that I had. The risk I took, it got me an education, but it also got me a charge. So it got me arrested. Man, I worked hard to get to where I'm at a slower pace than most people because they didn't have a criminal record, but I did. In Western Pennsylvania, young black men that live in the city of Pittsburgh, 9 times out of 10 in most aspects of their lives, whether it be academic, athletic, or social, we're treated like second-class citizens. We don't get the best of anything. So if you go to a city school and you're an athlete, you usually don't get coached the way someone in a suburban school gets coached. I don't just love coaching. I love coaching 11 and 12-year-old young men who are predominantly black. Because they're adolescents, they're just starting. They're usually in 6th or 7th grade, and it's when everything changes for you. You start getting involved in romance. You're growing. You're hitting puberty. You no longer want to be underneath your mom, and your mom doesn't understand that. And your ego and your pride is the most fragile. And having someone that understands that and having a tool to use like football to get you through that process is a great thing. I was probably most inspired by my mother. She died from breast cancer when I was 10 turning 11. And I think the thing that inspired me with her was she never told me she was dying. I think going through having a, you know, breast amputated and, you know, just the chemotherapy and all the things that are associated with stage 4 cancer, not telling her son, her child, that she was dying, I think that was a strength that inspired me to this day. I never feel as though I'm overwhelmed. I never panic because I always figure, man, if a woman can endure something like that, then nothing is too tough out here. If we weren't doing this, or if my mother didn't die, I would never be living in Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is the worst place for a young African-American person to live. It has the least amount of opportunities, the least amount of culture for us, the least amount of balance for us. And I'm working diligently. Instead of running, I'm working diligently to try to change that. And I think if I didn't have the experiences that I've had, any one of them, I would have ran.